morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. As we finish our study with the last two chapters of Mark, I want to start with how essential to our understanding and belief these two chapters are. We're so fortunate to be part of a believing church, but there is so much going on in the world around us that seeks to undermine these beliefs, to make us question their validity, cause us to feel naive or unsophisticated, and perhaps even bigoted regarding these truths. Our children, and if you're my age, our grandchildren, are confronted by a world that believes that truth is relative, that whatever you believe, if you believe it sincerely enough, that's fine. It's a world that has very big problems with the truth claims of Christianity, even in some churches that call themselves Christian, but have done away with the essential doctrines of the Bible. As some of you have listened to me over the last year, you know that I have two really dear friends who became Christians at around the same time that I did. And we studied together, and we discovered together, and we prayed together, and we met together. And in the last several years, both of these women have become disillusioned by these new truth claims, or by this feeling that we know better now. We're more advanced. What we learn from the Bible is nice, but it's primitive. So I'm not there, and I'm going to explain why as we get into our lesson. The essential doctrine that we're going to be delving in today is the death and resurrection of our Lord. Before we get to the scripture, I want to...
Sorry.